Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sorry, man. Bad bite.
You have a bad bite?
Yeah. Leftover chicken breast.
Chicken.
And try to get them one more bite. probably a bit aggressive. All right, look.
Is a mango there? Is a mango chicken? Yeah,
no.
It's an aggressive mango years ago.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Was it a spicy aggressive mango, Kang? What was that?
I think it was like a smoothie order, like maybe from TSC or something. Doug, we got
the aggressive mango.
Yeah.
They got a new one now. There's always Mango Magic, and I don't know what the new one is. It's Mango something.
Mango Magic's good.
Is it Passive Mango?
No, it's not. I gotta see. They got a second, and it's got let me see if I can find it here, because I like it better than I do the Mango Magic.
Well, I'm curious what's in this now.
But we don't have a lot, and we do have Are You Gonna Eat That coming up this hour.
You hungry, Gator?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Mango Magic is mango, pineapple, and non-fat yogurt.
Great.
Mango Monsoon.
Oh.
Is mango, pineapple, papaya, guava, passion fruit, and coconut.
Not thrilled about the coconut.
You're not a coconut fan.
I'm not, but at the same time, if it's just a hint of it, it's not like for me. It's more the texture than anything else. But if it's like coconut milk. You know, kind of like a pina colada. Sometimes a pina colada is the greatest drink in the world.
Yeah, because usually on vacation.
Yes.
Well, so I feel like when everyone goes home and makes a pina colada.
That's right. Hey, what are you doing? Monday night football. Yeah. Pina colada. Pina colada.
A summertime I do. But yeah, I think I would definitely try this.
It's
like throwing every fruit in the world.
Well, you know, it's all these tropical exotic. You know, give me more papaya, please.
Does Toucan Sam serve it up to you?
Could. It quickly ascended to the top of my TSC order list. Quickly to the top.
It's going to be tough to top the banana chai bliss or whatever it is that they have. Chai banana bliss.
I think you've morphed a few together there.
Yeah.
But that's a banana chia banana max, I think it's called. I don't think it's bliss. I think it's max. But
it's bliss for me.
Whatever. All right, so we've kind of shifted gears here and started talking Lions because the first 90 minutes of the show, mostly Tigers, and it's wholly depressing. Kang, I want you to talk about the mistake you made as a parent. Well, it wasn't you, it was your wife.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
The other day, I had picked up my little girl from preschool.
Who is how old?
She is 4 now.
Okay.
And she acknowledged me as a dad now, finally.
She's finally.
I am the father.
Yep.
At least... Finally, she acknowledges it.
Just if you were new to the show, Kang had a bit of a tenuous relationship with his youngest daughter, who basically made it clear that mommy was number one and dad was a distant whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Two or like,
yeah, you just, weren't even just second. Distant.
Yeah, I would say, I love you. And she would say, look at me dead in the eye and say, I love mommy. Yeah. I'd say, thank you for
the
that.
The better one was you were sitting alone on a love seat and she was on the couch with their sister and your mom. And she looked at you and said, daddy, you're sitting alone.
And then laughed.
That is cold. Yes. Like as a maniacal cold.
You're all, you're all by yourself.
Yep.
So yeah, I picked her up from preschool. I'm driving home. And my wife calls me, and she goes on the speakerphone in the car. Mm-hmm. She's driving home from work, and we're chatting, whatever. And then I say, hey, how far are you away? And she says, I'm effing far. And I said, hey, Jackie, kid in the car. And I turn back, and I think she just smiles. She didn't say anything. And she does repeat stuff, too, she's at that age.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, my wife's like, oh, sorry. But I thought that was hilarious.
Yep.
But you can't laugh too hard when that stuff happens because the kids think it's funny.
Did your wife say, oh, I'm so sorry. Listen, sweetie, if you ever effing say that, you're going to be in trouble.
The first time we got hit with this is one of my favorite stories with my daughter.
I love this story.
She had a pen that she couldn't get the top off of. She was like coloring with, you know, markers.
Yeah.
And she just casually was sitting. I'll never forget where she was sitting in the kitchen, seated at the bar stools. Hey, mom, can you help me get the top off this effing thing? Except she dropped the word. She was like three. And my wife said, Doug, can you come here? I was in the office and I walked out into the living room.
Hey, sweetie, what's up?
And my wife said, can you say that again, Kaylee? And she said, now she was like exasperated. Yeah. Like, why do I have to repeat?
That's the best part of it.
Mom, can you take the top off this effing thing? And you're right. You want to burst out laughing. But to the speakerphone thing, we have a friend that calls a lot and it'll connect to speaker. He swears so much that when the phone rings, my kids start to beg, don't tell them we're in the car. Don't tell them we're in the car. And because so many times we did the same thing where I'm like, dude, my kids are in the car. Oh, I'm sorry. You need to tell me. But he swears so much that when the kids see his name pop up on the screen, they get excited. Please, Dad, please don't tell them we're in the car.
It wasn't me, huh?
No, it wasn't. Now, my kids are 23, 19, and 18. So they're used to
it. They're all grown up.
So, but yes, that mistake can be made easily. Because it's only a matter of time before you find it, you get a call from a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next step. And here's the good news. You're off the hook.
Yeah, I'm just going to
You've got the moment. Like, put a pin in that moment and circle back. The first time she drops an F-bomb in class, in art, because she can't get a top off a pen, you'll know who to blame.
Blame mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Kane would never swear in front of the kids.
Never.
Never.
I only swear
at the Tigers.
Yeah. I just blame on the Tigers if I do.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
effing Tigers.
That's what they've driven us to. Anyway, I'm glad you're all good. Meanwhile, Gator's got a dilemma. Headline. Laguna Beach cast to reunite for 20th anniversary special at Roku.
I didn't read this story. I saw the headline. I grabbed the link to the story and I sent it to you. I didn't read the details about this. I was a fan of the TV show Laguna Beach on MTV.
He thought he was watching a reality show.
Reality-ish. What I didn't expect it to be was, I mean, blatantly lifting the curtain and then letting you know on the last episode that not only was it not reality, this was, at the end, they let you know flat out that this was just a production.
I never watched the show once. They were sitting on a set? Is that what it was?
They were walking off and the set kind of opens up at the end of it and just... Brody. Jackass.
Well, but you love Lauren Conrad.
I liked Lauren a lot, yeah.
There's another one, too.
Kristen Cavallari's great.
And?
Lo is my girl.
I want to see if I can find on YouTube the last.
So this
scene.
this is before we already knew like everything that was basically scripted.
Yeah.
Right. This is like the kind of like the beginning.
Early,
like,
early like reality
popular,
TV.
Yeah. Popular
when I watch
reality
like
TV.
Ozzy Osbourne show and watch the Osbournes or whatever. You knew that some of the stuff was just set up, right? But they're set up scenarios. But the other part was probably a lot of it unscripted. It's just who they are, and it's kind of funny. But you knew that some scenarios were just, hey, let's see what happens if Ozzy's making an omelet at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know? But this show, Laguna Beach, it didn't have that feel to it. Like, they're like, oh, wait a minute, this happened, and maybe we're recreating stuff that happened during the course of the day or something like that. Let's get cameras out there and do it. But no, it was flat-out film, probably take 3, take 4, you know? Hey, Justin, Bobby, stop laughing, you know, stuff like that.
Well, so you don't know what you're going to do?
I mean, is Lowe involved or not? Have they said who's coming back?
It says currently titled the Roku Presents the Laguna Beach Reunion. The two-hour special will see Lauren Conrad, Kristen Cavallari, Lowe Bosworth, blah, blah, blah.
She's there.
Yep,
I'll take part.
That's there. Lowe's in there.
Yep.
I'll watch.
I know you will.
Of course I'm going to watch.
I got to tell you, like, it would take some sort of discipline and ethics to say, I'm not going to watch this.
And I'm not proud.
No,
not proud. Like, you talk about the guilty pleasure shows that you watch. This was one.
Dude, I flipped to the Golden Bachelor last night to not watch the Tigers.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
Not proud.
But there's the local Tigers, a Golden Bachelor, what, played football in Michigan or something like that. It's... I understand it, but I mean, I was watching a show with kids who were in high school at like the ultra rich high school in Laguna Beach with, you know, Brody Jenner.
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody, not everybody else, but then a couple other people end up becoming household names. And then you get Spidey with Spencer and Heidi, which was part of the spinoff show, The Hills. Can't believe I'm going to watch this reunion. When's the show? When does it come out?
Is it Roku so you can stream it whenever you want?
Oh, is it on already?
Let's see. I don't know. Maybe I won't tell you.
Well, then,
it's next year. It's not going to be.
Okay. So I got some time.
They're all good.
All right.
All right. Straight ahead. Let's talk Lions and Browns. And at 12:35, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? Carson Anderson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wow. Kay Adams.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hello. Yeah.
Just tweeted out, Seahawks running back legend Sean Alexander just broke the news that he and his wife Valerie are welcoming their 14th child.
What? Wow.
14th.
That's busy.
That's a pipeline. It's a, that's incredible.
Yep. There's a lot going through my mind. I'm not going to say it.
You said Sean Alexander, the running back?
Yeah.
The former running back for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
That guy was a fantasy stud, and I knew he scored more
he
off
scored
the field
a lot
than on the field.
Yep.
I mean, I think at one year that guy had, maybe he's trying to, oh my God.
14 kids.
Jokes write themselves. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Being a running back. Yeah. Oh, great. Good for him.
Yep.
Hope everybody's happy, good healthy, ready to go.
Good for them. Good Lord.
14.
Yep.
14.
I would add a fourth. Wife was done after three.
Doug, did they start playing zone how long ago?
You start having assistant coaches on the sideline working with you.
Yeah, I mean, but there's going to become a time where you can go back to man-to-man because you got enough young for your kids are grown up to help out.
How spaced out in terms of, not spaced like drugged out, how spaced out, how much space is there between the kids and their ages, you wonder? You know, because there's 14 of them.
I can look it
doesn't
up.
Feel like Sean Alexander's that old. Does it say how old he is?
No, it doesn't seem like he'd be that old.
He's like 48 or something.
Is he that old?
I tell you what, they were not playing any prevent defense at all.
I know.
No cover, nothing. Uncover.
Yeah, they're right. Zero coverage.
Too high safety there.
Alexander married Valerie Alexander after a two-year courtship together. They have 12 children. This is on Wikipedia page. The couple had another child passed away unexpectedly at 2 months. That sucks. Doesn't say their ages, though. Well, no, let me see if I can find that. We'll do this later. All right, so Lions and Browns coming up on Sunday. Will the Lions be able to do what it knew against this Browns defense?
48. Can they do what they want against the Browns defense?
Yeah. Do they have a legitimate shot of looking like themselves, a well-oiled machine against this Browns defense? Because you know who didn't? Green Bay. At all. They held them to 10 points. We saw what Green Bay, how good is their good offensively? It's damn good. And they scored 10 points against this Browns defense, which, I mean, I guess it is they are who we think they are. They are really, really good. Really, really good up front.
Yes, this is true. But their opponents have scored 23 points a game against them. They're not impenetrable.
Well, that's because Baltimore put up 41, right? Do you have their point totals in the three games?
It's 68 points total they've given up. So 58 in the first two games, so 41 and 17.
So 17 and 10 in the other two. Baltimore got after them, there's no doubt.
Yeah, they've given up 8 touchdowns in those three games. They have a very good defense. There's no question they have a good defense, and they're led by the best defensive player in football, Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be easy. And yet I'm looking through these season-long stats for numbers against. You know, teams have a pretty good completion percentage against them. 51 out of 77 passes have been completed. But it's only for 411 yards in three games.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff underneath, right?
So it's teams have just decided to try to run the ball and score that way. But the Lions have such a balanced offense.
Mm-hmm.
I really like their chances to score well north of 20. I don't know if they can score 30, north of 30, but I feel like they They could. I don't know if I'll call for that yet.
I wouldn't count on that.
I'm not going to count on it, but I think maybe what I could count on is, do you think that Cleveland's going to score more than 20?
No. I wouldn't bet on it. Not with that offense. Let Flacco cook? No, I'm not, you know. I feel pretty confident they can hold them under 20.
Yeah.
They should hold them under 20.
But their defense is no joke. They give up 2.3 yards per carry. They give up just 147 yards a game in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're talking about some really tough totals.
I want to look at over-under totals for each team. Like last week, the Lions were, I think at kickoff, it went to 23.5. The Lions totals for just their offense against Baltimore, which I thought the over was the play there. This is interesting. Yeah. Okay. So the Lions total for this game against Cleveland and Vegas, what do you think it's set at? Just the Lions points scored.
For Lions points scored, yep. If against Cleveland, I'm going to say 26.5.
Okay. Kang, what would you set the Lions offense total for a game against Cleveland?
Oof. 23.5.
Okay. It's 27.5.
Ooh, that's a big number, man.
It is a big number. It surprised me a little bit. Cleveland, what do you think their over under is for points scored against Detroit?
16.5.
Okay.
I'll go 17.
It's 16.5. Well done.
I had to pick a different number.
Bookmaker. Yeah, you did. Bookmaker Gator over here. Look, I mean, they're really, really good. I think it's a completely different challenge in Baltimore, right? Baltimore, we had a sense the Lions might be able to score some points. And yet their total offensively was less than it is for this game against Cleveland. That's really interesting. I hate to say it, I'd probably take the under. I think the value there is with the under. But again, I'm not, you know, I don't really care about that stuff. It's just the Lions win the game. Every game you play in the NFL, there's a chance you're going to lose it. There are no, you don't schedule the Citadel in the NFL, right?
No.
Everybody's good.
No, I think the thing that has you like taking a step back and like, wait a minute, do I really think that? Is they just beat Green Bay. And Green Bay is a pretty good football team, a very, very good football team. And Cleveland handled them, and they won it 13-10. So far, all three games that Cleveland has played have been outdoors. They got two home games, and then they played at Baltimore. The Lions at home, it feels like it's a different game, a different speed altogether, and I think it's to their advantage for sure. And the fans are going to be nuts too. And I think the fans are going to be even more amped up because Dude. The Tigers are doing what they're doing, and then you've got the fact that you're playing Cleveland – Yep. Who's doing what they're doing to the Tigers. I think it's just going to be a raucous occasion Sunday at Ford Field.
Well, should be an interesting game. Different challenge. You're going to have to beat them in different ways than they beat Baltimore. And that's kind of how you get to be a good team in this league.
Is this another one of those, our O-line is going to be okay games because a statement type of game because the Cleveland defense,
yep.
they're so good. And they stopped the run. Jim Schwartz, he's a really good defensive coordinator, no matter what you thought of him as a head coach. You look at the stats, the Browns are up there in all defensive stats, including sacks. I think they're second in the sacks.
Total yeah, they're tied sacks. With the Lions. Yeah. They have 11 sacks in the season as well. But they give up just over 200 yards a game in total offense. 57 rushing and like 147 passing. It's really impressive what they've done. And when you throw in the fact that they did play Baltimore. Now, they gave up a lot of points. But they didn't give up any rushing yards to Baltimore.
What was the score? You don't have that box score in front of you, do you?
Sure. Against which? Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah. What was the score at the half?
At the half, that game was 10-3 Baltimore.
And they won?
41-17.
Yeah.
They scored 31 points in the
Things
second.
Things got out of hand later, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, definitely is going to be interesting. Another edition, Are You Going to Eat That? Coming up today at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Found an Instagram post here. Put out by the Alexander family. The kids are Heaven, Trinity, Eden, Joseph, Justice, Temple, Honor, Jediah, Torah, the one that passed away sadly, Eternity, Hosanna, Hope, Judea, and now she's pregnant again. Did I read the same name twice? Did they just give up and name a kid the same thing twice?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
It's very biblical.
Yes.
With the names.
I think they look between the ages of like 20 and 2, which makes me feel like his wife's default setting is pregnant. Right? I mean,
she takes a test every month just to make sure she's not pregnant.
It's crazy.
They finally have too many men on the field.
That's right.
He's gone the last 20 years not knowing what it's like to not have diapers in the house.
Dude.
He's 48.
And they're I mean, you're going to... And she's pregnant again, right? So the kid will be in the house for another 18 years, 58, 66 by the time they're empty nesting. If they're done.
Can't stop, won't stop. Maybe
not. You've got the hashtag.
Incredible. All right, Gator, you ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
Yes.
Let's go. All right, Gator, I'm going to start with this. New at Universal Studios, I believe down in Florida, they've introduced the Bacon Donut Fusion. This is a burger that melts cheddar cheese onto a savory beef patty and tops it with jalapeno lime slaw, candied bacon, and sweet spicy mayo between two sugary donut buns. Is that too much for you, Gator? Are you going to eat that?
It's all too much. No, I'm not going to eat that. I'm mildly intrigued by having a hamburger with a Krispy Kreme glazed donut bun. I'm mildly intrigued by that. You start adding all these other ingredients, a lime slaw or whatever, and a bacon. I don't need all that. No.
Can you?
Yeah, this is way too much. I agree, Gator. I actually like a lot of the ingredients separately, but just like putting it all together. My goodness, man. That's just too much.
All right, there you go. I'm obviously a no.
This is the lime slaw. Is that why?
Yeah, okay. That's what did it. Lime slaw is like the only thing I'd eat.
I know.
You're like, why did they ruin the lime slaw?
Can I have the bacon donut fusion burger? Hold the burger. Hold the bacon. Hold the sweet and spicy mayo. Hold the donuts. I'll just have the lime slaw.
That'll be $42.
Yes, she may, sir. However you like it.
The Brewers are introducing this for their postseason. It's called the Totally Tipsy Polish. It is a giant foot and a half Johnsonville Polish sausage topped with beer onions, brown mustard, pickled peppers, Bavarian sprinkles, and French fries. It's available at the sausage stands in the first and third base wards on field level. Scott, the Totally Tipsy Polish.
What's in that again? It seems like that's a lot going on.
It is a foot and a half Johnsonville Polish sausage.
A foot and a half?
Yes. Beer onions, brown mustard, pickled peppers, Bavarian sprinkles, French fries.
Whatever the hell a Bavarian sprinkles are. I don't know. All right, here's the thing. It's a lot going on, and I'll put the fries to the side. And the rest of it sounds pretty good. It's just it's a sausage with the brown mustard, the spicy mustard, and you got some pickled peppers on there.
Pickled peppers.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot, but it's a foot and a half. It's insane. I mean, you're not eating that by yourself.
You're sharing this.
You're sharing this, and I would give that a shot. That sounds pretty tasty.
Can you?
I agree with moving the fries to the side and eating this by itself, and then I'll have some fries too. But yeah. I think the fries is way over the top. Yeah. Without the fries, I think it's fine.
I'm a no.
Oh, you're a no.
Yeah. Polish sausage, right? I'm out. I don't know how I missed this.
Polish turkey sausage. They make that? They have turkeys in Poland?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the turkey or chicken sausage options aren't bad.
No, they're really not.
The turkey dogs, I think, are terrible.
They're awful.
But, I like beer onions. I like brown mustard.
Yeah.
I like pickled peppers.
There you go.
And Run Rock Rhymes. I like Bavarian sprinkles. I like French. I don't know what Bavarian sprinkles are.
I don't either.
I feel like that's some sort of pretzel deal or something. But anyway, let's move on. I'm not sure I missed this. For this season, the White Sox offered something called the Korean-style unicorn hot dog. It was a classic Vienna beef hot dog, a yeast-battered coating characteristic of the Korean corn dog, marshmallows, fruity pebbles, and sweetened condensed milk drizzled on top.
You just ruined it. What am I doing?
I didn't ruin it. The White Sox ruined it.
Yeah. I've got an awesome Korean corn dog is what I have. And then you're going to top it with sweet stuff?
Marshmallows, fruity pebbles, and sweetened condensed milk drizzled on top.
I love myself some fruity pebbles. And I'm here for a fruity pebble crispy treat with the marshmallows and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here for it when you're combining it together with a corn dog. No. What are we doing?
Okay. Well, there you go. Kang, you?
Yeah, the Korean corn dog has turned into this like artisan donut thing now. Where they just put anything on top of it. Yeah, I don't need it to be sweet. I'm a savory kind of guy more than sweet. So I'm going to say no to this, Doug.
Yeah, I'm going to say no to everything about this. I don't want, even if they did make some sort of turkey version or chicken version, marshmallows, blech. Fruity pebbles, what am I for? All right, next up. Gator, Michelob Ultra has become the king of the hill amongst brand beers.
Saw that.
Top sales, ousting Modelo Especial is America's best-selling beer.
Which I was stunned that, you know, for the years I've been stunned that Modelo is the number one selling beer. But yeah, it's fine.
Gator, Michelob Ultra. Are you going to drink that?
I do. I do drink Ultra. I still have some Ultra in the fridge. Yeah, I like light beer. Okay, because yeah. I like to me it's more of a social thing. You can drink several of them, and it's not gonna, you know, you're not gonna get too out of control.
Get hammered,
right? And yeah, I actually probably still have maybe eight of those left in my house.
Okay, you can drink them all and not be drunk.
That's not true, but
can you?
Yeah, I'm down with the Ultra. I got no issues with the Ultra Light. I prefer the light beer as well, Gator.
I think it's probably fourth on my light beer options, but that's fine.
Michelob Light used to be my number one option for light beer. I loved Michelob Light, and then I just don't see it anymore.
You realize they might just, you know what it might be? It might be now called Michelob Ultra.
Well, Ultra is even lighter. They have
it's Altria.
It's more Altria. There's more less alcohol and less calories than the old silver foil top bottle. Oh, that was great.
Next up, Shipley Donuts has a cold brewed donut. It's a buttermilk cake donut flavored with cold brew coffee and glazed, containing 56 milligrams of caffeine. Do you want the cold brew donut?
Gabe? Yeah, I'll try it. I like coffee flavor. I don't like coffee. So, and you're going to put it in a donut and you're going to get the benefits. Well, if they are, I mean, look, I drink some caffeine almost every day. So, have that instead of, yeah, I'd give it a shot. Sounds good.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm in on this. I love cold brew, actually. And yeah, it is a benefit, Gator. I'll say it. The benefit of caffeine with this donut.
It sounds intriguing to me. I think I might actually try it. There's no way in hell I'd eat a whole one of those.
But maybe a mini donut?
I'd maybe, you know, one of the Munchkin. Donut holes.
Yeah, Munchkins.
Timbits. But yes, I would try that. All right, Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola Vanilla. They are back on shelves with a canned cocktail. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola first introduced the flavor earlier this year. In the Jack and Coke variety pack, it became an instant hit with customers who enjoy the boozy twist on the classic cola. But now, 12-ounce cans, 7% alcohol is being sold on its own. Jack Daniels Coca-Cola Vanilla. Gator, are you going to drink that?
I would try it, but I will say this, that by and large, the canned cocktails, I have not been a fan of canned cocktails. There are some that I think are pretty good. Others, they just, it's not the right mix to me. I like to mix my own drinks. And you know, a Jack and Coke is a classic. And if it's a vanilla Coke, I like that even more. You know, it's more like doing a Captain Morgan's. A spiced rum has the vanilla flavor to it almost. I prefer that than Jack Daniels, but I try it. I would absolutely try it, but I don't have the greatest expectations. I'd rather make it at home.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm in. I enjoy these, but I think with like the sweeter type, like the vanilla Coke type drinks, you know, I think one or two is probably my max on those. Like I wouldn't take down a six pack.
Can you found this and sent it to me? Did they have this in diet version or zero?
I thought I saw a zero version.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, I would definitely try that. All right, good. There we go. That concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? All right, straight ahead. Where does our front office rank? Where does our front office rank? We'll get to that today at 12:48 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Open lines. Let's get back to your calls. Bill is on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, buddy.
Good fan. Like your program. Listen all the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
One quick question. Why do you think they've been holding back on playing the slaw as little as they have so far?
I think they had success without having to, you know, overuse him. I guess that they say they're going to use him more, but they didn't need to against Chicago, and they didn't need to against Baltimore.
They don't want to take targets away from other guys.
Yeah,
I understand that. I just wondering, you know, I mean, I've watched the guy. Every catch he's made has been one-handed. I'm kind of anxious to see what he does with both hands.
Well, I mean, the one-handed stuff is great and everything, but you have to run the routes to get open, and you have to know the playbook, and you have to build a chemistry with Goff. And I think you can argue that probably on all of those fronts, they've got five pass catchers that would rank ahead of Tesla. Amon-Ra, Gibbs, Laporta, J-Mo, Khalif, probably all rank ahead of them.
I know they've got quite a lot of guys that can catch the ball. I just wondered because he looks like he's really going to be a good player down the road.
So I go back to something I like to say all the time about sports. They're in the job. The offense is in the job of scoring points and winning football games. They're not in the their job isn't to develop Isaac Tesla. That isn't a primary goal of the offense. It's good to develop him, and they will. But they're not going to develop at the cost of their best players right now, right?
Gotcha. Well, thanks for the info, guys. Yeah,
appreciate it.
He's had 34 snaps on offense. He had 3 the first week, 17 the second week, and 14 on Monday night.
34 snaps, what, four
on
targets?
Offense. And, yeah, I think it's just 4 targets.
2 one-handed catches.
Yeah, been phenomenal. He's also had 20 snaps on special teams, but... Yeah, I think that the percentage is going to go up as the season goes on, and they trust him more with different routes and different plays and all that. And there will be injuries that will creep up that he's going to have to be leaned on to play some more as well. But, you know, keep in mind, he is a rookie, and it's not like the offense isn't working.
So, yeah, and I'll make this comment I said earlier in the week, and I'll say it again. Here's the thing about Tesla. They don't need him. Yet. But what are the odds that J-Mo, Khalif, and Amon-Ra will all play 17 regular season games?
It's not high.
No. And when somebody does get banged up, we hope they're only out for a short period of time. And if they are out for a short period of time, great. But Tesla's the next man up. So just keep repping in practice. Keep doing your thing. No reason to get frustrated. No reason to fans. I know fans love him. Don't worry about it. He'll get his opportunity. We actually hope he doesn't. Because if he doesn't get an opportunity, I don't think it's not because he's talented. I think it's because everybody stayed healthy. But having a guy like that on standby, when more is asked of him, I'm intrigued to see what he's capable of, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how his snaps increase, and also defensively how Amik Robertson's snaps increase. To this point on the season, he's played about half the snaps on defense. You know, you imagine passing down, you're bringing your nickel back, and there he goes. But based on what Dan Campbell and Kelvin Shepard have said this week, sure sounds like Amik Robertson's going to get a larger mix, and maybe Terry and Arnold just scaled back a little bit.
Okay, saw a story today. Head coaches and execs cast their votes. Which NFL teams have the best front offices? Which NFL teams have the best front offices? There were 29 general managers, head coaches, and high-ranking team executives were asked by The Athletic to provide their anonymous votes. You couldn't vote for your own team. Which teams have the best front offices? Who do you think is under consideration here?
Do we want to go back and forth on this, or just want me to offer up several?
Kang, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go back and forth.
I'll go with one, and then you can counter.
Sure.
Detroit.
Okay, good call. No objection.
Right.
I'll say the other obvious one, I think, the Eagles.
I think it is obvious. I like it. Good call.
Gators got Detroit. We'll do a draft here. Kang goes to Eagles. So, Kang, why don't you go first here in round 2?
Snake it back and forth.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
give me, I mean.
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny,
my bad.
Kenny's involved.
Yep. Go ahead, Kenny.
Go.
I was expecting to hear Kang's voice. I wasn't looking. Go ahead, Kenny.
Give me Buffalo.
All right. Kenny, go again. You were snaking back and forth.
I feel like the Chiefs is not. No, give me Tampa. Give me Tampa.
Tampa. All right.
Interesting.
Kang, you're up.
I'll take the Ravens.
Okay, Baltimore. Gator?
Minnesota.
Gator, you get to go again.
Okay. Indianapolis.
Wow. Kenny?
It's Kang.
It's Kang. It's Kang. My fault. Kang?
Jeez, Doug. It's your first snake draft?
I got thrown for a loop here.
I'm kidding.
Play the Tigers.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Okay. Kenny?
Give me the Niners.
Okay.
And come back one more time?
We may as well.
Then the... Remember what I say the Packers again?
Nope.
I don't want to do it, but I'll say the Packers.
Okay. Kang? Best front office in the NFL.
Rams.
Okay.
That was going to be my last one. Okay, you went with the Lambs. I will go with... Tribe of True, Steelers.
Okay. Out of the top, all I saw for the results were the top eight here.
Did we get them all?
No.
Ooh.
And let's see. Gator, your team, Detroit, Minnesota, Indianapolis, and Pittsburgh. You got one.
Wow.
Yep.
So just the Lions.
Yeah, learn some football, dude.
Yeah. What do I know? 38, 31, I said.
Do better, Gator. Do better.
Still off, right?
Hold on. I stand corrected. I'm sorry, Gator. You did not get one.
I got none?
Kang?
I got none?
Kang, Philly...
Wait a minute, just say yes or no. I got none.
That's what I said.
The Lions are not on the list.
Yeah, I never liked that pick.
This list is bogus as hell. Absolutely bogus.
Kang, you got Philly, Baltimore, and both LA teams, right?
Yep.
And then Kang did well.
Kang, you got three.
Yeah. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Kenny,
you called Tesla and you called Tyleek. You're the guy.
Kang, Kenny, you have Buffalo, Tampa, San Francisco, and Green Bay, which, by the way, nobody took Kansas City.
Nope.
Buffalo, Tampa, San Francisco, and Green Bay. Kenny got three.
Better than Gator. That was all I was shooting for. Better than zero.
So we got six out of the eight?
Six out of the eight.
And thanks for your help, Gator.
Kenny and you got six out of the eight.
Yeah, right.
And Detroit's not one of them.
29 general managers, coaches, and front office executives asked to list the best front offices in the league. The Lions didn't make the top eight.
I mean, what?
Who's back-to-back
executive
of the year?
Let me ask the guys behind the glass that got six of the eight.
Yep.
If you had one of the first two picks, would you have picked the Lions?
Yeah.
Kenny, would you pick the Lions one of the first two picks?
Yeah, for sure.
I can't believe that. How are they not on the list?
This is why we're bringing it up. What in the
information
actual
I wish
F?
I know that ahead of time.
Yeah. What in the actual F is this?
That's crazy talk. That's crazy talk.
I can't, sometimes you're like, all right, well, how do we manufacture disrespect? And I'm not sure like they're going to go want to win one for their GM.
No. Well, they love their GM.
They do love their GM. But this feels like insanity to me.
So what's the ranking?
We will get to that next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.